Advocates for civil unions say the bill would provide basic legal protections to thousands of Coloradans, including Jason Cobb and Jason Pressman. The couple live in Denver and have been together for 14 years. They also have a 4-year-old son named Jacob.
I'll get your soccer pants in just a minute, okay?
No, just do it.
I will in just a minute.
No, do.
Cobb says for him, civil unions are about basic fairness and equality.
You never think that you're going to have to carry around your child's birth certificate or an order of some court to prove that you're your kid's parents just to get them care in an emergency situation. But that's the reality. Civil unions can change that.
Senate Bill 2 would give same-sex couples the equivalent legal protections as heterosexual couples. It touches on everything from end-of-life decisions, domestic violence laws, health insurance, inheritance, hospital and prison visitation rights.
I vowed that I would bring it back again each year until we get it passed. And each year we get closer.
That's Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver. He's one of 4 openly gay state lawmakers. Last year, his civil unions bill failed by 1 vote in the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling cast one of those no votes.
I'm somewhat conflicted with some of the friends I have. I have good friends that agree with the bill, and we've had good discussions, but the fact of the matter, at the end of the day, I have to vote my district or somebody else will.
Sonnenberg says until public opinion changes in his rural district, his vote will be the same. Others worry it's too similar to marriage and would hurt the sanctity of marriage. For Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, it's an economic question.
Not a religious thing, not an issue of morality, though many see it that way. I am personally where I was at the same time last year, which is keeping an open mind about what is a good public policy and why it's a good public policy.
Gardner also voted no last year, but wouldn't say how he plans to vote should it reach his committee again. At least one Republican in the House has come forward to support civil unions. Kevin Priola of Henderson says he's a devout Catholic and married father of 3, yet he's grappled with the issue of civil unions for years. He says it's about live and let live.
As a Republican, we really believe in laissez-faire capitalism. We don't really believe that we should be told what kind of foods to eat, what kind of cars to drive, what kind of light bulbs to use. There are simple, basic issues of freedom and liberty that I will stand for.
According to a 2009 American Community Survey, about 13,000 same-sex couples live in Colorado. It's estimated that about a third of them would take advantage of civil unions. Toni Moya says she and her partner of nearly 20 years would sign up. Moya says she hopes to avoid incidents like this one.
When I had surgery, they weren't allowing her to come and see me, even though I requested her. I had to wait for the actual doctor to show up. When I'm the one, you know, getting ready to go into the operating room, you know, I want somebody there that I trust, that I want to be with, not just my mother or my father.
Same-sex couples already have the right to adopt each other's children and can sign a checkoff for certain benefits. The state also bans workplace discrimination based on sexual orientation. But overall, Colorado is a divided state on the subject of gay rights. Voters defeated a ballot question to grant recognition to domestic partnerships. They also voted to change the state constitution to define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Still, Senator Pat Stedman says he thinks attitudes are changing.
Sort of like when I was a little kid, you know, there were people that still talked about segregated water fountains. That wasn't that long ago, and yet it seems like ancient history.
Colorado's history on civil unions is still being written. The measure goes up for its first hearing in the Senate on Wednesday. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.